Blood Money, a novel by Thomas Perry, narrated by Joyce Bean. Copyright 1999 by Thomas Perry. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. They're great men. Both sachems and captains are generally poorer than the common people, for they affect to give away and distribute all the presents or plunder they get in their treaties or war, so as to leave nothing to themselves. If they should once be suspected of selfishness, they would grow mean in the opinion of their countrymen, and would consequently lose their authority. Cadwallader Colden, The History of the Five Indian Nations Depending on the Province of New York in America, 1727. Chapter 1. There were still moments when the old life seemed to be on the verge of returning. There would be something out of place near the vanishing point of her sight or in the periphery. A bit of the past seemed to materialize for an instant, just long enough to catch Jane's eye and cause her to remember it, then recede again to become indistinguishable from the soft, familiar landscape. Sometimes it would be no more than a sound, a spring-loaded metallic click-scrape noise that turned out to be a door bolt slipping into its receptacle, but could have been the slide of a pistol cycling to snap the first round into the chamber. Usually it would be a man who made her uneasy. A few times it had been men in crowds who had resembled other men from other times. Once it was only a stranger in a deserted mall parking structure who happened to be walking in the wrong place.